It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. It sounds like the department recently received a donation from out of state.
This is an interesting and unique opportunity. One of my cousins had retired as a police chief back in Washington State, my home state, and where a good portion of my policing career started. And I was talking to him about how hard it has been to locate personal protective equipment for my staff because literally all the cities, states are competing in the open market because states and FEMA have not been able to meet all of the emergency first responder needs during, you know, this pandemic. And by and large, my cousin had a conversation with a friend of his who owns a business in my old hometown, who was connected with some other engineering and manufacturing people in the Seattle area, who had created a donation vehicle where these five smaller companies have been manufacturing face shields for emergency responders and donating them. They have committed 500 shields to us as a first step. And so we got like the first 60 of those this week. We're looking to receive the next batch in the next few days. We already donated half of the first supply to the folks at Parsons State Hospital and Training Center. As we get more, we will share those with the Sheriff's Office. Then we will also share them with nursing homes and their medical staff. And if the hospital needs additional shields as well, we'll share them with them. So kind of a unique donation to come from 1,300 miles away. The group that is producing these face shields, they have now committed to try to produce 100,000 free face shields, and they are distributing those to first responders in Oregon, Washington. We're the first ones in Kansas, but they are now looking to reach out all the way to the East Coast. Now, the other neat thing, in looking for help from any place that you can get it, the folks who make our tasers announced that they are also trying to donate personal protective equipment, which is more all-encompassing, the N95 respirators, latex gloves, sanitizer goggles, all of that, those kinds of things. And we immediately jumped on this opportunity to get in line for that program. We were just notified that we qualified, and we are one of 7,000 law enforcement agencies that is on that list.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.